Welcome to Achieve More with Athens Tech, the official podcast of Athens Technical College. This is where you'll discover how the programs of Athens Tech can connect you with in-demand, high-paying careers. Today, we're going to learn about the cosmetology program.
I don't know of many other careers besides someone that are higher up professionals, as far as like positions and so forth, that can make that in a couple of hours.
Let's talk to Teresa Bowles, the cosmetology program chair of Athens Technical College. You're a former student of Athens Tech, correct?
I was actually a graduate here back in the early 80s, and I started my career out working in a salon. I worked for a product called Scruples. I traveled, taught classes, and then I got back into education in 01. And I have been here at Athens Tech since 04.
What are the qualities that make for a good cosmetology student?
One, students that love being around people. They like to have conversations because this is a people service business. And two, hands-on learners. Most of these students that I see, they're very creative, they're artistic, and they love doing things with their hands. Whether it's applying makeup, doing hair, doing nails, they really just love creating a new look for someone.
Why choose Athens Technical College?
You have to cover the theory. There is a lot of chemistry, electricity, and just even the written knowledge that you have to test at State Board involved. For cosmetology, we start out with courses. And for instance, like a haircutting course, a styling course, hair color course. Because the learners that come to cosmetology are mainly hands-on learners, our curriculum that we have found, it like takes the theory and brings it to life. There are videos, there's games. It was just like taking some of those hard to pronounce anatomy terms and so forth. And they're able to hear it correctly pronounced. And it is put back into relation to actually being in the salon.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about pay and career path. What is the earning potential for a cosmetologist?
I'm fixed to tell you some figures and it's going to sound way out there, but students could start out as low as maybe $35,000, working in maybe a chain salon, just working with an hourly rate, up into the hundreds. A lot of times male students will come in, you know, in a group that are interested in cosmetology. They always have this stigma like guys can't make any money in this business. And I have a gentleman on my advisory board. He is in his 80s now, but just for a wet haircut, he gets $150. And he owns three salons. He has done quite well. Now he's at that tip end, you know, on being a male and being able to make that money. But I always try to tell these students is how you treat people and, of course, your efforts going into work.
Teresa, what's the role of the advisory board?
We use them to come in and they provide guest speaking events. They'll come in and do demonstrations. We have multiple salons that are open to any of our students at any time just to come in and shadow. We have multiple salons that like to come speak to the students just on the aspect of what type of a stylist they're looking to hire. So we really try to help the students, placing them in the correct salons, but I'm going to say probably at least 95% of the students have a job lined up before they graduate.
Thanks, Teresa.
Well, my first name is Macarius, and my last name is Hester. I am a graduate from Athens Technical College, 2012. Before that, I worked at a hospital for 15 years.
Macarius, why did you choose cosmetology?
I grew up in a family. My parents had six kids together, four girls and two boys, and I was the second to the youngest. I did my sister's hair. I did my mom's hair. Hair, nails, and makeup, cosmetology, is something that I wanted to do all of my life. But when I was a younger man, I was ashamed of the stereotype.
Do you have any advice for other men who may be considering the field?
I would tell them to give it their all. This is a really, really great field. I did it for the passion, but also it is really, really great money. What I made at the hospital in a month is what I can make in one day doing cosmetology. It's like service work. Just making people, ladies, beautiful, does not take away from it being service work, and it does not take away from you being a man.
Hey, Whitney.
My name is Whitney, and my current occupation is a barber at Sport Clips, and I graduated Athens Tech in 2021.
Why choose Athens Technical College?
I would choose Athens Tech because, for one, the teachers are great. The classroom is very nice. They provide all the things that you need. You know, they have the salon open once you have a certain amount of credit hours. So you get to actually work on live people, which helps you once you transition into the workforce.
How are the instructors at Athens Technical College?
The professors were amazing. Each one of them had like a different skill that helped me to grow personally. Some were better at, you know, color, some were better at cutting, but they all contributed into my learning experience. The students, it was fun to watch each other grow and see how far we had come in the end compared to where we started.
Hey, Whitney, can you tell us about what students expect to learn in this program?
Okay, so if you do the cosmetology program, then you can go into doing nails. You can go into the barber program and do that. You can become an esthetician. So there's different possibilities there.
What's the lab experience like for students?
I think it was kind of, I don't know, I'd say like one third of it was spent doing book work. And the rest of the time was, you know, hands-on.
Thanks, Whitney. Can you tell us about the flexibility that comes with a cosmetology career?
So basically, I mean, if you're going to end up being like a booth rental, then you can make your own hours. You have your own clients, so you can work whatever days you want and make as much money as you want. I mean, the more clients you have, the more money you're going to have. So being a single parent, it's very important to have flexibility. So being able to make your own schedule is a huge benefit in choosing this career.
My name is Janet Prince. I went to Athens Tech Cosmetology School right out of high school. I was happy to get involved with it. And the reason why I went to cosmetology school in the first place is because my grandmother, in her time, she referred to herself as a beautician. And when I'd go visit her, I knew that that's exactly what I wanted to do from the time I was very, very young, like maybe even in the second grade.
What are the qualities that make for a good cosmetology student?
I think someone that was a creative-minded person would be a fabulous student for the cosmetology program. I also think someone that wanted to maybe succeed in life, and there's so much you can do with a cosmetology degree in this time, and I was fortunate enough to get to experience a whole lot as I've gone through my career. So someone that would be open possibly to growing as a person, and also someone that enjoys people, definitely.
Why choose Athens Technical College?
I think Athens Tech serves a broad community, several counties within our area. I think it's very accessible for someone that maybe is not interested in going to, you know, a university or a college per se, but someone that wants to have an education that can take them to other places. Athens Tech definitely qualifies as that. I think Teresa Bowles is a phenomenal teacher, educator, and I think she mentors many, many, many young people. And I think that's pretty essential if someone were to choose Athens Tech.
Janet, what if a student is interested, but their skills with scissors are closer to a kindergartner than Edward Scissorhands? Do you think they have a chance?
It's very much a teachable thing. If you are a person that loves people and enjoys working with people, the skill set of a cosmetologist can be taught. And it just requires practice and wanting to learn and wanting to be involved. You do not have to come out of school being Edward Scissorhands. Absolutely not. In fact, I know many people that have done extremely well in cosmetology, that their skill set may not have been the best, but their personalities, you know, people come to a cosmetologist for a lot of different reasons. Some of it is, of course, the majority of it is how that person wants to look and getting the look that they want. But also it's about bonding with the stylist, and a stylist bonding with a client. And that can take someone a very long way. What do they call it? Fake it until you make it.
There's a big part of cosmetology we haven't discussed yet, the esthetician program.
So my name is Felicia Greer, and I am the esthetician instructor here at Athens Technical College. I've been a licensed esthetician for a decade now. I'm an ATC alum. I graduated the aesthetics program back in 2012. Not too long after I graduated, I landed my first job at a spa. I worked there for a little over 7 years, and then I decided I wanted to pursue a career in education and teaching aesthetics. And I've been here at Athens Tech since 2016, and I absolutely love my job.
What is an esthetician anyway?
Essentially, an esthetician is a state-licensed skincare professional. We're trained to perform a variety of different treatments that promote overall skin health and beauty. We perform treatments like facials, hair removal services, advanced skincare procedures like chemical peels, microdermabrasions. We also do body treatments, different lash and brow services, as well as like makeup application. So all of that kind of falls within within our licensure.
What's the difference between an esthetician and a cosmetologist?
We go a little bit more in depth with like the anatomy and physiology of the skin a little bit more than cosmetology, because they specialize in hair, skin, and nails. Our curriculum dives a little bit more in depth, and we discuss a variety of different skin diseases and disorders, and how we as estheticians, how we can help to alleviate some of those symptoms from these skin diseases and disorders that people may suffer from.
So it's like a cosmetology specialist. Got it. How did you become an esthetician?
So I did. I love everything about this industry. Long time ago, I ran into one of my really good friends, you know, after I graduated high school, and was just following up with her. And she was telling me that she was enrolled in the aesthetics program at Athens Tech. And I was just like, what is that? Never heard of that. And she was telling me about it. I went home and did my own research, and I was just like, yes, this is exactly what I want to do, to make people feel good about themselves, to help people and educate people. It's perfect.
Is the main goal of obtaining an esthetician license to own the business?
To answer your question, which I hope this answers your question. So there's so many different career paths that you can take with this esthetician license once you obtain that. I have and know many aesthetic students who, once they finish here, they choose like the entrepreneurial route, which is, you know, owning their own business. And then there are some students who, after they finish, they choose the entrepreneurial route, which is, you know, working for a franchise of some sort. But either route you choose, you will make really good money regardless. The average salary for an esthetician on the low end is around like $30,000, to the higher end to $100,000 plus.
What if a student isn't interested in being an entrepreneur?
I do have some students who, after they finish, they, you know, work for these phenomenal like franchise companies that, you know, already have like a good established like clientele base.
What are the qualities needed to be a successful esthetician student?
There's a few things. First two, like good communication and listening skills is extremely important. This industry, it is a customer service oriented business that involves you talking to people. It's so much more than just like applying product to someone's skin. It's about creating like a memorable experience for that client. And to do that, like, we have to listen to that client's needs and like their skincare goals. And then it's our job to educate them on ways that they can achieve like their goals by recommending services and product. The second thing I would say is you gotta be confident. Like, you have to be confident. Don't be afraid to let the authentic you shine. Just know, without confidence, like, you may never venture out of your comfort zone or reach like your utmost potential. You have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in the services that you are providing to clients.
Is there anything else to add?
Because we do, I meet and come across a lot of students who just want to kind of specialize in one thing. For example, students that will come and say, hey, I just want to solely specialize in waxing, or I just solely want to specialize in makeup. I don't want to do, you know, the hair. I don't want to do the nails and stuff. So we always inform students, well, if, you know, you just want to do that one specific thing, you know, the aesthetics route would be best.
Felicia, can you give cosmetology and especially esthetician students one piece of advice?
Once you complete your program, I noted this because I think it's super important. Continue your education because in this industry, things are always changing. There's always something new to learn every single day. My advice would just be to take that refresher course on a skill that you maybe struggled with, or learn a new skill to add to your service menu. Stay aware of like industry trends by reading books and industry magazines. That's my philosophy in life, is we should all strive to be lifelong learners.
Bye, Felicia, and thank you. Anyone else?
I would just say to, when you're out of cosmetology school, to really look for that salon home that you would like to grow yourself, not only professionally, but personally in, and really, really work hard for the first, part of your career, because all of that hard work will pay off.
Thanks, Janet.
This is an awesome career. A successful master cosmetologist can have the same salary as a MD.
I would help you find a mentor, someone that's been in the business that was seasoned, that could hold your hand through the way, just to give you, weekly advice or whatever that was needed. That way you would have someone that you could rely on and you could ask questions, and you would also need to be willing to take advice. But because there's just so many people that have succeeded in this business. Now, I'm also on the flip side going to say, if someone starts out in this business and they really don't have the passion for it, that they are not going to succeed. But I always try to encourage people to find your true passion, because whatever that is, you're going to make a good living. If you love doing what you do, it's not like work.
Thanks, Teresa.
I would say once you try the cosmetology program, I would also recommend trying the barber program, because when I started cosmetology, I thought I wanted to do color all the time, and it turned out that I ended up liking doing men's hair better.
Thanks for listening to Achieve More with Athens Tech, the official podcast of Athens Technical College. For more information on the cosmetology program, visit athenstech.edu.